Okay, let's unpack this. If you are a parent or maybe a patient here in Irvine, you've probably looked in the mirror, checked out some social media ads, and asked yourself like a really common question.
Which is usually, can I do Invisalign?
Exactly. But today we are taking a deep dive into clinical orthodontic guidelines and, you know, patient compliance studies to figure out why that is actually the wrong question to ask.
Yeah, the question you should be asking is whether clear aligners can move your specific teeth predictably enough to create a healthy, stable bite. The sources we're diving into today show this massive difference between a product you just buy and a medical process that actually works.
Right, and that distinction is just huge. Because a lot of us, we kind of think of those clear plastic trays as magic wands.
Oh, definitely. It's great marketing.
But reading through the clinical notes, I realized the trays are really just delivery vehicles. They're basically just, you know, pushing against the teeth.
Yeah, and what's fascinating here is that the plastic itself has no brain. I mean, the actual treatment relies entirely on the orthodontist's diagnosis and their 3D scan.
Wait, so the plastic is just the tool?
Exactly. Doctors do something called staging, which is literally mapping out the movement of every single tooth in these tiny microscopic steps over time.
And they often use attachments too, right? I saw that in the notes, those tiny tooth-colored bumps glued to the teeth so the plastic actually has something to grip onto.
Right, yeah. So you aren't paying for the plastic. You're paying for the doctor's architectural blueprint, essentially. The trays are really just executing the doctor's orders.
That makes a lot of sense.
And if the blueprint is flawed, well, the building collapses. Or in this case, the bite just doesn't align correctly.
Right. But let's look at the lifestyle aspect for a second, because the compliance studies highlight a pretty major contradiction here.
Oh, you mean the wear time?
Yes. The big selling point of aligners is removability, right? You can pop them out for a coffee run, a school photo, or, you know, a business meeting. But then the guidelines demand a strict 20 to 22 hours of daily wear time.
Yeah, it's intense.
I mean, that feels like a trap, especially for a busy teenager.
It really is a massive hurdle. You have to remember, orthodontics requires continuous force to remodel the bone around your teeth. Traditional braces are bonded on, so they just never stop working.
They're always on the clock.
Exactly. But the moment you take an aligner out, that force drops to zero. And if you do that repeatedly throughout the day, like for sports or snacks, the teeth simply stop moving predictably.
So they basically start playing tug of war with your jawbone instead of actually making progress.
That is a great way to picture it, actually. But we also have to weigh the psychology of it all.
Right, because people care about how they look.
Exactly. For a lot of adults and teens, the sheer discretion of nearly invisible trays is the only reason they agree to treatment in the first place.
Yeah, I get that.
A slightly slower treatment that you actually tolerate is infinitely better than the braces you just refuse to wear.
Okay, that makes total sense for standard straightening, but here's where it gets really interesting to me. What happens when we aren't just straightening front teeth, but fixing complex mechanics?
Like what?
Like, say, a severe crossbite where the top and bottom teeth don't meet properly, or a deep bite where the top teeth completely cover the bottom ones. Can a piece of plastic actually handle that?
Well, that is where we cross from basic straightening into serious orthodontic engineering. A piece of plastic pushing on a smooth, rounded tooth definitely has limitations.
The case can slip.
Exactly. It can slip. Traditional braces use a wire clip directly to a bracket that's actually bonded onto the tooth. And that provides constant three-dimensional control. You can, you know, pull, twist, and torque the tooth from multiple angles simultaneously.
Oh, wow. So it sounds like the difference between trying to push a heavy box across the floor with just your flat hands versus putting a full harness on that box so you can lift and twist it exactly where you want it to go.
That is a perfect analogy. That fixed control is exactly why braces are often faster and kinder for complex movements.
Right.
Sometimes the most efficient plan isn't choosing between the two at all. It's using a hybrid approach. Hmm. You know, braces to do the heavy lifting and then aligners to finish the fine details.
So what does this all mean for you listening right now? I think it means you can't self-diagnose your treatment plan by just smiling into your bathroom mirror.
No, definitely not.
An orthodontic consultation shouldn't feel like a sales pitch for a specific brand of plastic, right? It's about finding clarity.
Yeah, if we connect this to the bigger picture, a professional scan is really about finding the right tool for the job. It cuts through all the marketing and tells you whether aligners are a strong fit for your anatomy, or if fixed braces are just the smarter route.
Because at the end of the day, predictability is what actually gives you a lasting smile. So, if the real decision isn't whether clear aligners are popular, but whether they are predictably engineered for your specific mouth, what hidden structural challenges might a professional scan reveal about your bite that the mirror simply cannot?